Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
We were just chatting before we started our episode for the private members Prosecco Lounge. Yours would be a champagne lounge. Mine would be a Prosecco Lounge. You know, the extra content that you can get on Head Stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
About your artisan foods, it's all over there. Anyway, how are you?
That's gone, is it?
Apparently so. Alan's just told me.
I'm disappointed with that. I want to share my, you know, my greater tastes. That's all right. I can live with it. I can live with that. Let's leave it where it is.
Alan's like, it's €5 a month if you want to share it.
€5 a month if you want to find out about artisan cake and paparitas.
And the fact that PJ can't get a mortgage. I've just figured out why. Did you do your paperwork?
What?
For Omegate.
No,
for your
I
house.
Can't find it.
What do you mean you can't find it?
He must have emailed me from a company. I don't know. I can't find it. I've gone through the emails. I can't find it.
It's in your spam.
But I went through it here with junk. You. And I couldn't find it.
I just figured that maybe. No.
Like, I couldn't know. I can't find it. I don't know what's there. There's a spam. Fuck that, man. I was in great form 2 minutes ago. I've been shiting out about artisan cakes and paparitas and Brazilian men with top knots serving me fucking overpriced artisan product and fat asparagus thick fingered. Asparagus,
right.
And now you're after bringing up the mortgaging again.
Well, I wondered because you're so fucking Billy Big Balls with the cash.
I'm not Billy Big Balls.
That
cash.
I was like, how does the man not get a mortgage? Now I figured it out because you're going to these fancy farmers markets and you're dropping like 200 quid on
I'm
fancy.
I'm not dropping 200 quid on broccoli. Let's fucking get that.
That's
out
what
of
you are doing.
I'm not.
Let the headline show.
I'm not. I'm maybe getting a week's worth of vegetables. And 3 artisan cakes and a very, very fucking small Americano for maybe 30 quid.
That's a lot of money.
Right?
That's posh
I'll cut for one.
You get, wet, like for
and
you
And then if
went,
I throw in a loaf of fancy granary bread,
you get a canoe
an extra
in the little middle aisle and everything
quid.
And your big
maybe
shop
maybe fucking
done.
8 quid. Grand, okay, I'm wasting money on it. But it makes me happy for the love of Jesus.
Tell me how you are, speaking of being happy.
I'm all right, yeah. I'm freaked out. Come here, wait, I have to say, I'm freaked out,
why?
Right?
Why?
So, I'm, you know, I'm trying, I've finished all my books, right? I've nothing to read.
Right.
So, you know, I've gone through all the books.
Right.
I'm like, right.
I'm sure there's more out there, but, you know.
Well, no, I think I've finished them all. And then I was like, so then I thought to myself, I'm going to go back to learning Spanish again.
Oh, for
right?
Right.
So I hit the Spanish hard, right? Hit the Spanish real hard, right? So I'm learning
for
Spanish.
For all the travelling to Spain that you do.
Well, yeah, I'll have this mad fancy in my head, right?
Oh, here
when
we go.
When all this is over, I'm going to escape, right? I'm going to escape to Mexico or something.
I don't know.
Mexico or maybe Spain. Spain's closer in case it goes wrong and come back.
Okay.
It's like rather more expensive than a farmer's market in Spain, right? It's expensive.
All this money you're throwing around, you're wasting your savings, but go on.
So I decide, I'm trying the total, what's it called? Total immersion technique, right?
Oh, wow.
So all the radio I listen to, all the TV I watch, everything has to be in Spanish. Everything, right? All the podcasts, everything has to be fucking Spanish all the time, right? So this is what I'm doing, right? So I can
are
get.
Are you?
Yeah.
So, having a crisis?
No, I'm learning Spanish, right? Quiero aprender mucho más de español, right? I'm getting into it, right?
Jesus Christ, and this then, is how it begins.
So, right? I'm sitting there and I see this Argentinian TV show. It's called Casi Feliz, right? It means almost happy is what it means, right?
Oh, shit, okay.
And I started freaking the fuck out.
All right, why?
It's about me.
Okay, is it a sitcom or
it's essentially a sitcom, but it's about me.
Right.
It's about my fucking life.
Okay.
It's about a stand-up comedian. Right?
Okay.
Who did stand-up comedy for a long time.
Okay.
He's broken up from his missus.
Okay.
Hangs out with her all the fucking time.
Like,
and then he gets a job on radio.
Stop.
Yeah. And he's got a radio show. And no matter how good life is to him, he's always a miserable little bastard.
Are you serious?
I'm fucking serious. And he breaks up with his missus in the show. In 2015, the same year me and my missus broke up. And it's about my life. Except I'm speaking Spanish in it. His name is Sebastian.
Who wrote this? Is an Irish lad.
The guy who's in it, Sebastian's his name.
Who wrote this? Who are the writers and
Sebastian,
creators?
Well, I can't remember his second name. I wasn't paying
attention.
That's him lying. I was way too
like
focused
Rory
on myself.
Like Rory Murphy or something who...
I was way too focused on myself to remember his fucking
How
name.
How are things... What's the name of the character's name?
He plays himself.
So, oh, right, okay.
Sebastian, whatever they said, whatever. And his missus looks very like Elaine. And I'll be honest with you, he's not very unlike me.
Right.
He's a bit of a ragamuffin. You know what I mean? He's exactly the same age I am.
Right.
We're both exactly the same age.
Okay.
Like, it's fucking weird. It's weird.
What's his name?
Sebastian.
What's the name of the show?
Cassie Feliz. Almost Happy.
Almost happy.
It's on Netflix. It's after freaking me out. I couldn't believe it. He's the one that looks after his parents and all.
The man with the beard.
No, he hasn't got a beard. No, he's kind of like a baldy head.
He's a beard in this one.
Oh, maybe he has a bit of it. Maybe he's unshaven.
This one?
Yeah, that's him. That's him. That's a bad picture of him.
Okay, you do not look like him.
Oh, well, look at him. He's
a way fatter head than you.
Like, he's got a fatter head. Grand, I've got a little bit of a skinnier sort of a head. But we're very similar. The life story of it is so fucked up, it's mental. Look at that. Look at that picture. She's like Elaine.
She does look like Elaine.
Yeah, I know. I fucking know.
Juliette Diaz.
So I'm totally freaked out about it. And then I'm like, okay.
Does he do a podcast?
I don't know.
Or
I
you
just
haven't
know
got that far yet?
Wait, I can't think further than what it is.
Does he do a show on his own or does he do a
show?
He does
a show on his own. That's
well,
the only
makes
difference.
Sense.
There's no, you know, he's not.
There's
he doesn't
no
do
gym.
It. No, because I suppose he's more responsible adult than I am. He's able to handle these things on his own. I can't. I can't do anything without the likes of yourself to drag my miserable ass through these circumstances.
Almost Happy is an Argentinian comedy web television series directed by Hernan, somebody, written by Sebastian, someone, starring Sebastian, someone, Natalie Perez, Santiago Koroski. The plot revolves around a radio host, Sebastian, and his personal and professional life.
It's fucked, right? It's really fucking weird. Honest to God, it's really fucking weird. It's the same life story exactly. I have to contact this man. I have to contact him.
Do find him.
Because it's so fucking weird.
He has to be on. Well, are you not on social anymore at all?
Oh, about that.
Right.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you've been booked for a gig. Have you to make cash?
No. I found a new social media platform.
Oh, Christ.
Called Tandem.
Bebo.
Tandem. It's called Tandem.
What's Tandem?
It's where you learn fucking Spanish. Right? So you turn up, right? And you're not allowed to speak. Well, you are allowed to speak. So I basically help people learn English. I help people learn English. I help them. They help me learn Spanish.
I'm not kidding you, right? Can we just stop for a second?
This
right?
is what because it is.
I had a large Coke on the way in, right?
I haven't
fucking slept in weeks. I feel really pregnant. And I feel like...
Well, you are really pregnant.
No,
it's
I am.
Human in there.
But I feel like this isn't real. I feel like this whole situation...
This
like,
is real.
That I'm looking at Alan and I'm looking at you going, none of this is set up.
This
like,
is real. Esta situación es verdad. Es verdad. Es realmente. I'm telling you, this is the fucking truth. This is happening.
Oh my God, this is where it all... So, this is it. The world is falling apart.
Yeah, so they teach me Spanish. I teach them English.
What exactly
we communicate,
are you teaching
we
them?
Hang out in this online universe.
You're hanging out with people online.
Mexicans. The most helpful fucking people on the face of the earth. You get on there with a Colombian.
Who are
no
you?
Shit, right? You get on with a Colombian. Hey, how's it going? Not so bad. You want to help me learn English? Yes, I do want to help me learn Spanish. Not so sure. Mexicans. You get on. Hey, how's it going? Hey, I'm all right. You want to help me learn English? Yes, I do. Want to help me learn Spanish? Let's start with the Spanish. Oh my God, this is amazing. You want to learn Spanish? You talk. I'm mad for it. It's unbelievable.
So is it like, do you Mexicans
zoom them? Are the most helpful people in the world. In the world.
That's because they're trying to get out of Mexico.
No, they're not. They love Mexico. Mexico sounds like an amazing place. Thank you. I've learned so much about Mexico City.
What do you know about Mexico?
I've learned a lot about it.
Other than Trump wants to build a wall.
I tell you what else I've learned about it.
What?
TV novellas. Mexican soap operas, possibly the greatest thing you've ever watched in your fucking life.
I honestly think that you've had a stroke in the week. I haven't seen
TV
it.
TV novellas,
really
the drama. I swear to God, you want to see the fucking. There's sometimes scenes happen, and nothing happens in the scene except for music, dramatic music. It's incredible.
This is
you
what
learn
happens
so much by just
this,
listening to music and watching facial expressions.
What happens with you is that you see you take things up and like your obsessive compulsiveness is like insane. But I think. In the past 5 years, this is the most compulsive you've been.
It's fucking great. I'm telling you.
Are you pen pals with these Mexicans?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, look, so here's what the app looks like, right? So this is basically, you see it down there, right? See that little, so that's it. Yeah. So you go on there. So I've made certain friends.
So right? What qualifies to be a friend?
It's like any other social media sort of situation. You follow each other. And then you get talking.
Did you like put a filtered picture of yourself up, or like do you have like?
I did not put a filtered picture. No.
Are you catfishing them?
No. What is my picture? You have to make me feel. No, it's a normal picture of me, dog
what
in the background.
Mean, of course, obviously, dog, let
I'm
me see
the
picture.
In the car, dog in the background.
Have you filtered it?
I haven't filtered.
Did you make
it,
yourself look like? Go on.
No,
are you super
I haven't
handsome.
It's me sitting in the car. It's me sitting in the car.
I thought you would have had like, you know, the people put up pictures in their suits and stuff and they're filtered.
I'm 45. The lie would be found out. Mm. You know what I mean?
Quite quick.
Oh, yeah, so get it out there.
Okay.
Get out there nice and early.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much right. It's PJ45. That's it. That's my profile. PJ45.
What's PJ in Spanish?
Mexicans can't get their head around a two-letter name.
Right, okay.
What's your name? Every one of them said, what's your name? Oh, PJ. That's ridiculous. What is it? So then just.
Right,
so sometimes I run with pineapple juice. Sometimes I run with, you know. Whatever, Penelope Jack, or whatever suits me. Whatever humour I'm in that day, PJ becomes the name. You know? Steadily. So there's Anna Lilia, she's very nice. There's Jesus, he's very
Jesus.
Nice. Yeah, Raina, he's a lovely fella. Daniela Fiorella, or Fioreia,
Are you tending to go towards the more female learning or the male-driven learning? What are you finding is working
better for you?
No,
it's actually going towards more the females, to be honest with you. Do you know why?
Dick pics.
No, not dick pics, but definitely a lot of lads, you know, lads would just try and meet people anywhere. And I'm telling you, that's the truth.
Of course they would.
Yeah. So often,
don't send me a dick pic in Spanish?
Don't send me a dick pic.
In Spanish.
I have no idea what the Spanish for dick pic is. It's gas. I'm watching the TV novellas.
Well, can you find that out for next week?
I will find that out for next week. Watching the TV
Ask
novellas, the soap operas is amazing because you learn Spanish in this weird way, right? So I'm learning. So I know the words for like liar, whore, assassin,
right? What
affair,
are they?
Divorced, separated. But I don't know the word for frying pan.
Right.
So you're sort of learning it in this really unusual circumstance. So you're
can you pass
bag.
Me the whore?
Yeah.
I need to fry my tofu
well,
on the assassin.
That'd be la puta. Give me, you know. Yeah.
The puta?
Yeah.
What's the puta?
That's whore.
A puta
is not
a
very
whore.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, not very nice
I
word.
I mean, not in English and not nice in Spanish either.
Yeah, it's worse, I think, in Spanish, but they say it all the time. But
really? Is that their word?
Like the way we say fuck.
Puta.
Puta madre. Puta madre, yeah.
What's that mean?
Mother of a whore. Yeah, it's a terrible
Spanish.
Thing. Yeah, they're not the Spanish. It's just, you know, the way he wears bad.
Like what's la cuenta? No.
That's the bill.
The bill.
Give me the bill,
yeah.
Please. Yeah.
Dos, what's beers?
Cervezas.
Dos cervezas. I only go to Portugal. I can only give
it's
you Portuguese.
It's a great language. I love it. I'm mad.
Well, for when you run away.
Total immersion. Everything I listen to now, everything I watch, all on Spanish, great crack. Have to say. I'm tempted to go into the man with the top knot, even though he's Brazilian, and start asking for artisan cakes in Spanish.
Well, I'm sure you could find.
Dos
sure
pasteles artisanes. Por favor. And he'd be like, I speak Portuguese. I said, I don't give a shit, I'm learning.
Oh, Philip, my DPD.
So there you go.
Phil, my DPD driver, is delivering my Dunn's delivery between.
Now?
Well, between 15:38 and 16:30.
You get Dunn's delivered? Wait a minute. Dunn's?
No, it's I ordered slippers and t-shirts the other day.
From Dunn's?
Clothes.
I didn't know you could order online from Dunn's
stores.
Clothes
you can order.
I thought
everything Dunn's
stores was like pennies that you couldn't do it that way.
No, pennies you can't, but Dunn's. Do pennies lose like 160 million?
What?
Euro a month.
Lose it?
Yeah, when it's closed.
160 million?
Yeah. Like all of their stores. Like I'm talking about England, Ireland, Portugal, Spain.
Wouldn't you love to see that in knickers? Like
how many pairs of knickers and pajamas that would fill? How many rooms would you need? Like how many warehouses?
160 million quid's worth of pennies, knickers and pajamas.
And because I was saying to my, because Joey's cousin works there, and I was saying to her, because obviously it's fast fashion, I was like, would they not put stuff up online? She's like, but by the time you post it and stuff, it kind of defeats the purpose of a Euro pair of knickers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you think about it, like, so you just go in, whereas people go
in
their socks and their knicks and all that bits and pieces, and then you pick up extra bits.
It's
going to
be like twice, it's going to do 50% on the price.
Yeah. Whereas if they have
even
to,
though it's still 3 quid.
And if you, and also when you're when you're consuming online, sometimes you stop your basket. Whereas in pennies, you just don't. You just throw everything in.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh my God, is that all? I don't go to Pennies. I don't like Pennies.
I can't handle any shop bigger than 100 feet by 100 feet.
I don't, can't do squareage. I don't know. I can't tell you what anyone looks like.
Can't do it. Can't do it. This is why this is one of the reasons I prefer artisan places and miniature butcher shops that
I
sell,
hope you find somebody,
you know, fish counters and all.
Somebody, well, that's what we're supposed, in fairness though, right, we're supposed to be shopping local, right, and I'm 100% for the shopping local, okay, but yesterday I was like, we need to go and get pumpkins because the kids want to do pumpkins, and I was like, we'll go and get some pumpkins. My local fruit and veg shop, they're charging 20 quid for a large pumpkin.
20 quid?
20 quid. So I'm like, I need to get three because I need to get one
what?
For... Yeah, and then 15 for a smaller one. But I was like, I need to get one for Oisín, one for Hannah, and then like one for us. So I was like...
spend 60 quid in fucking pumpkins.
I was like, that's money you'd be spending on pumpkins and shite to eat them.
I'd eat them over a period of a week.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm spending money to send a vegetable out the front garden to rot. Like this...
yeah,
I might as well just
that.
Go out and put 60 quid in the garden and just be like, we can have that. But then I went into Aldi. So then I was like, oh, it's such a double-edged sword, because I went to Aldi to go and get one, but they didn't have any in stock. They were gone. They didn't have their delivery or whatever. And I'm like, well, you want to support local, but at 60 quid for three pumpkins, it's a little bit
rich. It's outrageous.
Rich.
It's outrageous.
It's rich.
Oh, and this is our last podcast before Halloween.
Yes.
Oh, I'm just, oh my God. Do you like Halloween?
Not as much as you.
I love it.
I hate fireworks because I don't know where they're getting the fireworks this year. The dogs don't like them. That's probably why you don't like them.
No, the two dogs I have now actually couldn't care less.
Oh, okay.
I think they're too silly. You know, one of them's a bit stupid.
I honestly don't know where they're getting the fireworks from this year.
I don't know, yeah, but they've been going off since July or something. Haven't they? Since
fucking
July.
But no, because they're loud and the kids near us keep like lighting fires in the local park, and it's like, I think the kids are just so piss bored. They're so piss bored. Do you know what I mean? They're just like, they're just trying to do anything. So yeah, and then the kids can't go help in the Halloween part. I hate the word trick or treat, but they can't go. Yeah.
Well, I suppose I'm not mad about trick or treat because that's a merry. I mean, when I was
help
young,
the Halloween party.
Help the Halloween
yeah,
party.
But they can't go and do that because I was like, oh, maybe I'll leave at the end of the driveway. I'll leave like a bowl and people can just pick a bag. But you can't do that now. The kids, I don't know how I'm going to tell the kids that they're not about to get there, which is essentially like getting a bag of gear on Saturday. So we're going to figure
so
that
much,
out.
Like,
yeah, because she's like, what time will we be going out?
For a big bag of shit. Have you seen the catapult some American families have got?
I saw that.
That's good, isn't it? That's good.
You see,
literally fire sweets at kids.
You're not supposed to in any way.
Yeah.
Give them anything from
but
the
I'll
house.
But I'll be honest, which I haven't had trick-or-treaters around the house for years.
And
I used to really look forward to it.
We have a really... Well, you don't give them anything.
I do. I give them bread and butter slices.
Fucking, I wouldn't be... That's what... I do. Your area is probably crazy proactive with loads of kids going around, except they know that the fucking Grinch lives...
I love
in
it.
...in that house. So they're like, what's the point in going to his gaff? He's going to give me bread and fucking butter.
It's brilliant. They come up every year. They haven't been around for years, unfortunately, but I used to love when they come
out. Because
they know. Oh, what are you supposed to be? Look at your jeepers. Oh, you're frightening the life out of me. My God, I'll hold on there now. I'll get you something special. Slice of bread and butter
fucking
each.
Weird.
Go on.
Do you better wrap it in tin foil?
No, just hand it to them. Just handed him. But all kids are dressing up as weird shit this year. My two nephews dressed up for school last week and they dressed up as characters from Fortnite.
Yeah, my son dressed up as a creeper from Minecraft.
So, man, what?
Yeah.
Like,
Hannah's dressing up as Jojo. Hannah's dressing up as Jojo Siwa.
What is a Jojo? What's that now?
She's an American pop fucking princess. She started her career at 3 in Dance Moms as a little dance kid. And she's a multi-millionaire 16, 17 year old now who sings, I'ma come back like a boomerang. And she just...
Yeah, but what happened
don't
to...
let the haters get the way. Bit of a Britney. And has a... But she's famous for her JoJo bows. And Hannah is, I mean, like, obsessed, doesn't fucking cover what Hannah is about this. Like, so, and also, she's in America and you cannot buy JoJo merch as Hannah goes to bed and is like, did you order my merch? Right?
Yeah.
Because she watches her videos.
No,
she'd order my merch. So you, this, she, I mean, she has everything.
Your daughter.
Yeah, my daughter. So I was like, you can't buy JoJo merch anywhere.
Can't get it.
Can't get it in Ireland. So one of my friends, Sarah, lives in the States and I had to ask her to, like, go to Target and just buy as much shit as I possibly could. I was like, can you just get me
anything
from JoJo? So there's a current, she literally sent me a message today, there's a bag of JoJo merch
for
on
Halloween.
Its way. Well, no, because it's her birthday and Christmas.
Yeah.
So then for Halloween,
Christmas,
I have to go into,
yeah. Shit, yeah.
Here he is, the fucking Grinch.
I've told everyone, you know.
What's that? You're not doing it this year?
No, no such thing, yeah. No such thing. But whatever happened to Halloween being, like, you were, the whole point was you were supposed to dress up as something scary. Strange. That was the whole point, dress up as something to scare, like,
You're supposed to dress up like a slut.
No, that snuck in. That was the beginning of
the end. I've seen pictures of you on Halloween. You embraced your inner slut.
Me?
Every Halloween, you and your little Daisy Dukes with your cheeks hanging out, especially since you and Elaine broke up.
You are a
what's it called? A madra?
A poodle.
A poodle. Madra's a dog.
A madra. An old dog.
With your cheeks hanging out, being like, hey.
Yeah, but what happened though? Because it used to be about, like, it was the whole thing of Samhain and Halloween. And the point is that the spirit world, it's the closest it gets to the human world at any time other than the rest of the year. And some of them slip through and they end up in our world. And we have to wear masks to scare them back to hell. That was like it, you know, the whole thing. Scare the evil back to where it belongs. So we have to wear masks and look as devilish as possible so they won't want to stay.
Well, my daughter will be scaring them with a glittery face and a JoJo bow.
Well, no, but then one day, like you said, someone decided to just wear their knickers and cat ears. And then that was it.
I have nothing against that.
It's all good crack.
Fully committed to like some seriously, seriously outrageous outfit. So I was Lara Croft one year. And I found the outfit. I swear to God, like, honestly, the shorts that I wore would barely cover one of my thighs now. Granted, I am like 8.5 months pregnant, but like, I got fake hair, so I had like a long, like, plait. So I had a tiny vest top that was blue, utility belt, gloves, and the shortest shorts that I barely covered anything. I wore that.
That's great.
I dressed up as Sherlock Holmes another year.
That's not a very sexy costume. It was quite the opposite.
It was a skirt that barely covered the cheeks of my ass.
Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, and was supposed to be a waistcoat.
Sherlock Holmes in a fucking skirt with his arse hanging out.
Yeah.
I mean, honest
and
to God.
I wore those hat and had a magnifying glass. Though,
you did
so,
not?
Obviously, yeah.
That's...
I feel showing you pictures is inappropriate at this point.
I don't want to see them. I feel offended by that. You took a literary character.
I'm trying to think what other bit of lack of class did I bring? I fully.
That's a very good idea, friends. That does sum up very page three ideas. You know how you like the old page three models? You would turn on and it would be exactly something like that.
Mean Girls where she's like, duh, I'm a mouse. She points at her ears. It was a bit like I'm Sherlock Holmes.
I'm sure. Well, you just hold a magnifying glass with a deer hunter.
Joey
on,
and I had
stalker.
Literally just started going out with each other and we bumped into each other in D2. There used to be, was it D2 or Dicey Wally? Somewhere there used to be a huge Halloween party. And like I could just see him just going... What?
But like,
if
you can sex up Sherlock Holmes, you can sex up anything. Honestly, you can sex up anything if you can sex up Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah,
Sherlock. That's it. I'm dressing up this year as Ryan Tuberty. I'm gonna wear a mini skirt.
Really short. No, so you have to put. We have to make it relevant. So what does Ryan wear? He wears a suit.
Yeah.
So you'd need to wear
shorts. Open down to me.
So it's a tie and then a tight like little jacket.
Yeah.
And then a little tie with an open chest, a bit of exposure, and then a pair of shorts that barely cover your
That's
going to
be the best. That's actually very
I dressed up as Pocahontas
scary.
Another year.
Yeah.
Which
so you went full like Native American. Not only outrageous, slightly racially sort of questionable as well.
You definitely can't do that anymore. But my extensions were incredible. So actually, Pocahontas wasn't too bad.
But my extensions were incredible.
I had really long hair. I don't think you can dress up as Pocahontas. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
That wasn't too slutty.
I always wonder, you know, Apache Pizza? Like in this day and age. And you know the way there's a little Apache Pizza hatch on the keys just off of Connell Street?
Yeah.
And they call it a Hatchy Pizza.
Like, a hatchy pizza.
Every time I drive past that, the bike, I think, I don't know if I that's kind of wrong, but I do always kind of want pizza.
Those shorts would not cover one of my thighs now.
No, look at that. That's a very good costume, though.
It's very
accurate to Lara Croft.
Yeah, I did look like Lara Croft.
As opposed to Sherlock Holmes, who didn't look anything like Sherlock Holmes. That's very accurate.
I'll find Sherlock Holmes just for the purposes of what we're talking about.
This is amazing.
I fucking went out like this.
Yeah, of course you did.
Christ,
but Halloween, that's the point of Halloween, though, isn't it? To a degree.
I'm afraid to show you.
Oh my God, Sherlock Holmes!
Can you see that, Al?
Sherlock Holmes with his midriff, whore midriff. Sherlock.
Has cuffs though.
Oh, the cuffs and everything. And the short pants. And had,
that's not pants, that's a skirt.
It's a skirt. Of course it's a skirt. When did Sherlock Holmes not wear a skirt?
Oh, look, but I did have, to be fair, in my, I had a hat and a magnifying glass.
You did, yeah.
So.
That is, it's, again, it sounded worse than it looks. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Although it is. It's very like.
I tell you now, I had fucking game.
You should have dressed Joey. Oh, Joey, you only met Joey at the time.
So Joey was dressed as a doctor that year.
You should have dressed him up as the Hound of the Baskerville and gone the following year.
Joey's had some great costumes, to be fair to him. So that year, the year I dressed as Lara Croft, Joey dressed as, you know, the, what's that called? Oh, the Hangover. He dressed as Alan from The Hangover.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See it with the baby?
I do see it with the baby. I see it.
That was him. He dressed as that year. And then, because his sister used to have a Halloween party every single year. So then the year I dressed as Pocahontas, he dressed up as Buddy the Elf. He didn't do sexy costumes as much as I.
No, it sort of goes against the grain. A little bit.
Yeah. And then, let's see, what else did Joey go as? Oh, God. I dressed as Honey Boo Boo Child. She was the character.
I don't know what that is.
And Joey went as Borat.
Borat!
That was the year he was supposed to go as fucking...
Jake Stevens. I found it.
Fuck off.
I found a suit when I was clearing out the skip. I found the Jake Stevens scoot. Suit.
What, did you fucking in the skip?
I thought it was gone. No, I still have it.
Oh, good.
I couldn't bring myself to throw it out.
Don't get rid of that.
No, I couldn't bring myself to throw it out. I was going to throw it out, and then I just couldn't do it.
No, don't. That's really... So then we missed it. We missed a Halloween because we got married, so we were in St. Lucia, actually, for Halloween. And then when I was married...
I buy fucking broccoli for 2 weeks in an artisan market, not a word says it. She's dropped St. Lucia and fucking like that. No one says a word about it.
And then I
missed Halloween because I was in St. Lucia. No one says
I got married. And then Fred Flintstone and Snow White.
Why am I putting L's into everything today? Fled Flintstone.
Schlala
clones. What am I fucking doing?
I don't know. I don't think I ever, other than a black bag and do you remember the paper hats? That was as scary as the gear ever that I ever went with. Then just as you got older, it's Mean Girls. It's that night where you get to dress up.
Yeah, it is.
Inappropriately.
Oh, come here. I have to talk to you about something.
Oh, no.
No, it's grand. It's not certain. It's different. It's not about any. It's not about me.
Right.
Chatting to a friend of mine.
Okay.
He's on the pup.
Okay.
For the COVID, he's on the pup, right?
On the pup, yep.
So he's on the pup.
Called?
The pandemic unemployment payment. Right. He's on all that. So he's getting that.
Yeah.
And he says to him, he realizes he doesn't need it all. Right. He's been on the scratch for years. He knows how to manage. He gets more.
How has he gone from being on the scratch to being on the pup then?
Because he was briefly working in a hotel, and the hotel then got closed down, and he was there just long enough, so that the hotel got closed down, and he got put in the pup. Thing is, this lad's been on the social for a long time.
Right,
he knows how to get value from a tenner, right? This lad knows...
He's not going to an artisan market.
He's not going to an artisan market. He looks at me and he thinks, he looks at everything I do and
Billy
thinks
Big
I'm a fucking
balls.
Waster.
Yeah.
Everything, right? He knows how
accurate.
He knows how he understands the value of money and all and enjoying the basic shit.
Does he
and
have
all
a mortgage?
He has a house, yeah. He owns a house in Mayo, yeah.
It's only that. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, yeah, he fucking does, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Lives there with his ex-missus.
Tell me about
have a house together and they get on great.
Well, you get on great with
your ex. You still have a fucking house and I don't have one because I'm not divorced. Anyway. Seriously, the way the world turns, you're talking about wasting your time working, man.
But look, I keep watching this.
Anyway.
Keep watching Almost Happy and we'll see how your life works out because I'm excited. Go on.
So he rings them. He says, I don't need it. I don't need, I'm going to just take what I need out of the pub. I'm going to, because you know they're going to tax you on it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So how do I get back what I don't need now? I want to get the tax gone now.
Right.
They don't know. Can't
of course
do
they
it.
Don't.
You can't do it.
No.
It's not possible. He rings, he goes, but I don't want it. He said, I want to pay the tax back.
Is he like, can I have the social welfare employment payment rather than...
No, he's like, leave me on the pub, whatever, it's grand. Just let me know how to give you back the bit that you're going to come chasing me for later. That's all I want to know. Just so I can give it back to you now. Woman hadn't a clue what he was talking about. Like, nobody's... I've never taken a call like this.
I was about to say, I can't imagine they're knocked down with people ringing up going, I tell you what, I don't need this cash.
I know, but there's no apparatus at all. Like,
of course there's not. Everything, literally
he's
everything.
He's like, I don't want this. It's going to get me in trouble. I'm going to spend it. I'm going to do something mental. He's like, I'm going to buy an artisan cake or something one day. Or, you know, I'm going
to
go to an off-license. I'm going to go mental. He's like, I don't want it.
Save it.
I get used to having it. I don't want it. He wants to give it back before he...
Can't.
can't give it back. Because you can't give back the money that they're going to take back eventually. You can't give it back.
What we're doing at the moment is blind.
I know, but you think that if they were going to start giving it to you,
they
start...
Of course they're not. They don't even know how to go and prosecute people when they're falsely claiming social welfare. So if they've had that around for this amount of time, how the fuck are they going to manage the pup?
Shit like this upsets me. I went to the pharmacy today. Okay. This upsets me. Right?
I'm trying to see how you're linking this, the pup payment, and you going to the pharmacy
because it's
today.
Fucking wasteful. I went to the pharmacy today because I needed...
Oh my God, goes to an artisan and is now talking about wasteful. Go on.
Okay, because I use Gillette Fusion on my face, right?
That's very expensive. Again?
Again! Okay, we're talking about the way my salubrious lifestyle, right? I use Gillette Fusion on my face,
this
right?
This guy is cash
now,
heavy.
Now, thing is, I don't grow man hair. Right. On my face, right?
Okay.
I grow puppy hair or boy hair or some bullshit, right?
Right.
So I get 2 years out of a packet of razors, right?
I think you're supposed to like actually just keep them that long in general.
2 years I get out.
How long do you use a razor for?
What, like one? Oh, like 3 months.
Oh, I don't think you're supposed to do that.
I don't... That's what I get out of them. My hair, I don't have real hair. I don't know how it will last for so long.
Just for hygiene purposes, I don't think you're supposed to do that.
I bought my last set of Fusion razors just after when I was turned 43. Right, I'm now 45. It was time to get new Fusion blades for my Fusion razor. Right, so I went into the pharmacy today.
Right,
I need blades for my Fusion razor. She says no problem. Which is like 4 or 8. I says let's go for 8.
Oh, listen, believe.
Let's go for 8. I was thinking it'd be 2 years. That's 2 years of my life I don't have to think about. She's there. Would you? It's €24 or 20? Yeah, €27 for 8 of them. I thought fucking hell.
It's an investment.
She goes, it's 24 if you buy the set. Of 8.
Right.
With the razor.
Yeah, that's always the way.
What the fuck? I've already got the razor.
No, I know, but
I'm wasting £3.
Always the way. You get the razor and get like 4 with it, or else you can buy 2 blades and it costs more than the actual whole pack. I don't know.
A pack of 8 without the razor is £3 more expensive than the pack of thing with the razor. I don't want a new razor. I have one.
I mean, like, I don't spend that much.
That's like the pup phone call. I'm going to have to get the bottom of this. This is shit that gets up my hole.
Why?
I'm going to have to get onto Gillette and figure it out.
What do you mean you're going to have to figure it out?
It's a fucking pandemic. Stuff like this is really getting up to my hole. I'm going to have to get onto them and it'll be a distraction from what I really should be doing with my life.
Save your money.
So if I hassle Gillette long enough to find out why this happens, then I'll forget about shit that is upsetting me that I'm pushing into the background.
Oh my
being
God, you're
about
one of those people
about.
Who just rings and complains because they've like...
I know, and they never ring anyone.
Their life is...
I send emails.
That's true, yeah.
I send emails. I never ring
worded anyone. Emails.
No, I prefer to be casual.
Passive
about them.
Passive aggressive. I said to Joey today, I was like,
upsets me. I was slightly upset. I was buying medication and all. I'll throw that in, it'll make some...
Oh, then they'll just think that you're fucking... Mental.
Oh, for my cholesterol, I'll say. I was buying cholesterol medication. I'm a 45-year-old man. I got very upset when I had to decide to also get razors. It feels weird if I say I just went in there for razors.
Where you're going with this isn't going to make you say mad at all.
And I got a multi-pack, which would normally last me 2 years. Thank you very much for your quality product.
Kill them with kindness.
It's more expensive if you buy it without the actual razor.
Explain the reasoning to me.
It feels like the environment suffers because of my face.
Not really at the rate you're going because you'll only use the handle. It'll take you 2 years to use it. Maybe your handle needs replacing.
It doesn't. It's fine. It's fine. I mean,
how do you know?
Because
you've had it for 2 years, 3 years. When did you last replace your handle?
When I got the set when it was 43, just having my 43rd birthday. I would say around, if I was to hazard a guess, I'd say June. June 2018, if I was to hazard a guess. If I was to hazard a guess. I just need to hazard a guess, Dom,
like,
but there you go.
Where do you be going in your world sometimes?
I'm round in circles. There's not a lot going on.
There isn't a lot going on.
I'm not a person that's good with time, I've realised. You know what I mean? I'm very good in my own company.
Well, clearly now that you and your Spanish friends.
Tell you. I can't wait. I'm knocking this Spanish shit out of the park. I did it for a while before, like, so I do remember
this before.
Yeah, but now I mean it's multiplying. I can feel it multiplying.
So you can take roles in Spain.
Well, I can't imagine anyone offering me. I don't even get offered roles in Ireland.
That's true. So I don't think anybody's getting any roles anywhere, really. Are they? I don't think anything's happening.
Not really.
Really.
There's not a lot going on. No, there's not. I mean, filming is starting to come back. I'm doing a couple of things this week.
Okay,
I'm doing a thing this week. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it. It doesn't matter. I'm doing this thing where I get into a Tesla and it drives me around. I don't drive it around. I'm doing a thing this week with Tesla.
Right.
For a science program for a future island or something it's called. I'm doing that. So I get to sit in the Tesla and get driven around with the Tesla.
Right, okay.
I think it's just me and the car is driving me around, which is going to be an unusual experience.
Do you know, does the Tesla speak Spanish?
I hope so.
Okay.
We're going to figure
this
out.
What's stop in Spanish?
Para.
What's I'm going to die?
Oh, what, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Boy a muerte.
Okay, so stop, boy a muerte. I just think if it's speaking Spanish, you should know, you know, best armed.
Yeah.
Just in case it all goes wrong.
Yeah, okay, I'm armed.
Do you want your thing in the paper in Spanish or in English?
No, I'm not too fussy.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't put that in the paper, it's a waste of money. It's money I could have spent on razors.
But you'd be dead. So. Who do you want me to give your razors to?
To the Brazilian man in the artisan cake shop.
Hello, my name is Suzanne. My friend PJ died in a Tesla accident earlier this week.
You'll know him. Say he'll know him because he always complimented your asparagus. He'll know to me if you say it.
Which was his hair.
Yeah, no, he always asparagus. I wouldn't compliment a man's looks. I wouldn't talk about a man's looks, but I always complimented his asparagus. Fat, so fat, so girthy, I used to say. So girthy, I used to say.
Oh my God, asparagus. You're a fucking vegetable creep.
I never said that.
He's like, you commented on the girth of his asparagus.
I never did.
Talking in Brazilian to all of his friends going, here's this mad fucking cabbage head now. With his girth.
Oh, can I recommend this? Can I tell you, Twilight Zone is back.
No, I just scared the shit out of me.
Oh, it's back, and it's so true to the original series. It's fucking magnificent.
Is it black and white?
No, it's back. It's all done again. Like on last, the second series has just been released on Now TV. So if you have Sky and all, you can watch it.
Okay.
It's really good. It's so true to the original series. It's brilliant. It's just so weird and unusual. And it's lovely little stories, and they all kind of have some ridiculous hidden meaning. It's not hidden at all.
Lovely
and
little stories in the Twilight. Oh, yeah, they're so heartwarming.
Yeah, they are heartwarming. And they've changed it all up now, so it's not just black and white, middle-aged white lads
the
walking in America.
The man with the long face and the black and the fingery hands.
Fingery hands.
Yeah, it was something we talked about him before.
Oh, we talked about him last week, Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't in Twilight Zone.
Was he not? I kind of identify him with the Twilight Zone.
I suppose, though, because it's the old black and white stuff from way back there. But it's brilliant.
The shits up you. So, what else are you doing this week? Sorry, wait.
I'm going to watch a lot of horror movies. I watched a horror movie last night. You know,
what are you watching?
I watched a horror movie last night called The Visit.
I know, already I don't like it.
I called The Visit. It's supposed to be, someone told me it's a comedy horror film. I said, I'll watch it going to bed, right? No, I didn't get a laugh over it. What scared the bollocks out of me? And I went, you know what scared the shit out of me with it? Is because there's no CGI, but that stuff doesn't scare me anymore.
Right, okay.
So, you know, I watched this exorcism of some whatever it was. It was grand. It was good pastime. It was a bit shit. But, you know, it's also visual. And you're like, that devil. And you're like, yeah, whatever. You know, but this thing, two little kids. Home video shit.
No.
And they got to stay with their grandparents, right? And their grandparents are fucking weirdos. And that's...
whose grandparents aren't?
I know. I think that's why it's scary, because it's so, it feels like you've been in these where you feel like you could have happened to you or something. And you're
What's it called?
The Visit.
No.
And they stay there. And that's
not
the story.
That I would ever watch.
It's so simple. It's so simple and so brilliant. And I was totally unnerved by it. The yellow one in it freaked me out. She fucking unnerved me. There's one scene, he opens the door and she's in her nude scratching the walls. Fucking scared of life film. And the way she crawls around the floor and all. Oh, Jesus, I'm about to get the shits again. And then I went for a piss. I was doing that thing when you know, I was standing there having a piss, right? And the thing was, when, unlike you, when I go for a piss, my back is to the door. You're sitting there looking out the door. My back is to the door.
I'm prepared.
My back is to the door and the most sensitive part of my body is hanging out waiting for a murderer to slice it. It's hanging out. It's like I'm presenting myself to a murderer.
Oh my God.
It's like I'm literally saying, my back is turned, go for it. Now's a good time. Stab me in the Mickey. Now, go for it. I was totally unnerved because I was trying to go, I was trying to have a piss with the light off so it didn't wake me up.
Because you don't want to get fully.
Because you learn the steps now. You know what I mean? I get out of bed in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. I know the steps, right. I can aim, and then when I hear water, I'm on target. I'm on target, right? If I don't hear water, it's on the seat, it's on the floor. Bad idea, you have to clean up.
You're in trouble.
I hear water. And then I was totally unnerved because I was thinking that L one, the way she crawled around the place and then the noodles scratched on the wall, scared the life out of me. Scared the life. I love horror movies. I'm saving the Halloween one with Jamie Lee Curtis.
No.
For Halloween Day.
I don't watch Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
have this every year. I can't. And you know what? Funny, I was only just saying this. I can't series commit to anything right at this present moment with lockdown and everything. The new lockdown. I can't commit to anything that's too serious, that's going to suck the life out of life. I just can't. I want to just watch nice, light-hearted things.
Yeah. Well, I watched like the entire US Office. I went through 9 seasons. I watched all of them.
Happiness is. Schitt's Creek, I haven't watched, which you mentioned. Brilliant.
It's fucking great. So I'm going to watch. That's perfect.
I'm keeping that for the winter. Like, for winter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I'm going to get back into Parks and Recreation again.
I've never watched that. So that's what you're doing this week.
Brilliant, isn't it? So interesting. What interesting lives we lead.
It's weird, though. This lockdown is weird. It doesn't feel...
like the last one.
No.
This is the post-apocalypse. This is the part of the movie when the movie starts. The post-apocalyptic world where everybody's kind of realised that this is why you're spending all your money
on artisan, because you just think you don't care anymore.
To my people of that. I'm thinking, you know what I mean? I mean, if I'm not going to socialise, I might as well have the greenest broccoli available. This might be a bit of that. You know what I mean? Doing Spanish lessons on Zoom.
What was the end of your days? Well, I went on a Tesla that drove me around and spoke Spanish eating asparagus with a Brazilian man whose girth I compliment regularly.
Yeah, this is where the movie starts, isn't it? You know, you see people and they're just going about
their
business.
It's all a bit bright
and nobody talks about anybody. No one talks to anybody, and there's big queues and no one's allowed to stand next to each other. And like you see lots of machines. This is the beginning of a Matt Damon movie. That's what this is, Matt Damon. Isn't it?
Don't touch my ears.
And then something huge and weird and horrible then happens.
We got an email.
Oh yay, just now.
No. No, we got it the other day, but we got it last week. No, it's definitely not in that one anyway. But it made me laugh. So let me... Sarah Kinsler.
Hi Sarah
sent a message to the top of the cock. Hi Suzanne and PJ, I'm aware you only read these, Suzanne. I stumbled across Dubland in February this year, and after listening to a few episodes, I was hooked. It has made me laugh and on occasions cry, and also cry from laughing. PJ is hilarious, and your banter with him is so funny. She's talking to me in that part. Anyway, during lockdown, I got impatient waiting each week for the next one, so I went back and started from the very start. After approximately 149 hours of you in my ear holes, I mean, that's something to probably ring the guards about. It's safe to say that I feel like you're my mates at this stage. Especially love the episode with Omegi.
Yeah.
Own is rated very, very... The first set of scientists... Who were the first set of scientists we had in?
Was that the Laughter Lounge?
Oh, yeah. That was the Laughter Lounge. That was a great night. Yeah, that was very good. Presume we won't be doing that this year. No matter how many times I hear PJ tell the boxing story, it never gets old. I've actually tears streaming down my face. So it's cheered me up through some of the tougher days in the pandemic. I just want to say, keep up the good work. You're both top of the cock. And top of the cock to you. Also... is there any recorded version of Madhouse I could buy, or is PJ planning on bringing it back if we ever get out of this shit show? And my favourite part is that she says, Sarah, listening in Tala, and yes, the nice part to Tala, and she went, yes, one really exists. I mean.
I know that. Try talking to Suzanne, though. That's the Wild Frontier. Like, she looks at Tala the way they look over the wall in Game of Thrones.
Yes,
I know that.
You know how I feel about things.
And yes, there has been a development on Madhouse.
Has there?
As you know.
Yeah. Is that? I don't know if we can talk about it.
Yeah, it's way too early. And maybe nothing will happen at all, but it's a nice idea. So hopefully it will.
So maybe.
And like, we'll go live again. If we ever get to come out of our homes and go and do shows again, we will. It'll be back on stage.
Okay.
But until then, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So that's where...
Until then, it's raspberry brownies and, you know...
Artisan.
Black coffee and fancy cake.
Because you're spending a lot of money on things.
I'm not really. Like,
where are you working out? Are you working out? Oh, sure, the gyms are closed.
So I bought all the shit off your friend.
Oh, you did it actually get delivered, though?
I bought all the shit off your friend. I didn't expect it to turn up.
I got a small little room
I go into. I'm like a prisoner. I'm like a fella who's been done for murder in a mini gym. And I'm just in there, you know, grunting and groaning to myself.
Mini gym.
It's great, yeah. My little mini gym, yeah. It's a business.
So what are you going to do for Halloween? Because you love Halloween.
I'm going to watch horror movies. I'm going to eat a lot of bullshit. And, you know, I'm going to get...
treats?
I'm going to do all that, yeah. I'm going to get, like, lots of bullshit foods.
Okay.
I'm probably going to get some bottles of something fizzy. I don't know what.
You get some alcohol?
Yeah, I'm going to get some alcohol. Maybe I'll just get some whiskey. And scare the shit out of myself with horror movies in the dark, sitting there with chocolate and stuff.
With a naked... that's what I'm going to do. Like, scaring you. No, I don't mean with
my L one. Yeah. Get into the nip, ma. I'd sneak up on me when I'm not looking.
Can you imagine? Mrs. Gallagher, at what point did you feel threatened by the situation?
That's probably it. Yeah, I think like there's not gonna be. I always go for a walk every year on Halloween night. I like going for a walk around and like hearing the fireworks going off. It's still one day I like it. Yeah. I like it. It's something about the air. Something that feels like the beginning of winter.
Do you know what though?
I like
that everybody is really putting up stuff around their houses. Like loads of houses
loads
around
that.
House are all done up. So I think we'll bring the kids out for a little walk around to see the lights and stuff. It's
I
a bit like
that
Christmas,
just as
it's, sort of
as it's starting to get dark. I always do. Every year I sort of go for a walk on my own like that. I enjoy
that.
Just
do that
I
anyway.
Sure,
a bit weird.
I'd normally be listening to something. I'd have something in my ears. I go out and just listen to the pops, bangs and shit going on. You know, all that sort of stuff. I like it. You know what I mean?
Somebody fucking young fella throws a fucking banger at you.
Yeah, I bought pizza last night as well. Do you know how long it takes to fucking get pizza delivered? It's the first time I've got delivery since March. What? First time I've had food delivered to the house
really?
Since fucking March. Yeah.
I'm getting shit delivered
March.
About 3 times a week. What pizza did you get?
Fantastic pizza.
Oh, you got a
Vincenzo's.
Like a posh one.
Yeah, well, they're not even Vincenzo's. Huh?
A wood? No, I don't live on the north side.
I know, it's just a really good pizza place.
Is it like a wood stove pizza? I was in Today FM the other night and I was coming out and I never stopped. There's this place on Angel Street called the Dublin Pizza Company. And it's only just like a hatch and you can just see the wood thing. And there's always a queue. Like there's...
Yeah.
Exactly, Anna, and it is delicious. But there's always a queue. And the other night I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go for it. And I was like, I'll queue. Like, sure, where am I going? I'm going home. Like, I'm going home to do nothing. Grant. Oh, Christ.
Sometimes feels worth waiting for.
Fucking bike.
Last night I ordered pizza online. So you don't have to talk to anyone.
Well, obviously.
Or online. 19:25 it came up. I presume that meant it was going to be delivered in 19 minutes, 25 seconds.
No,
that's
19:25 as in 25 past 7.
I totally misread it. I totally
How did you misread that?
I didn't realise it was fucking going to take an hour to get a pizza delivered. I was like, oh, 20 minutes, that's not bad, I thought. Because it was like, it was 17.
Though.
It was 19 o'clock. It was 7 o'clock.
But they usually overestimate.
Well, it was bang on. I couldn't believe it. I was like, 19. I was like, I can't believe they have this. I was like, these people are so fucking good. 19:25. They have it down to the second. They know.
Oh, they?
It's down to the second. 19 minutes and 25 seconds. This is going to be at the fucking door. And sure enough, half an hour later, no sign of the fucking thing. I was getting upset. I was getting really, really upset.
Have you ever seen that meme?
I'm fucking hungry now. I'm hungry now. And so I was there going, I'm going to have to contact these people. So I went on and I screenshotted it. I have the screenshot, right? I was going to send it to them in the huff. I was only, thank God I saved myself from myself. I was only, just as I was about to send it, I went, oh, that's PM. Like 19:25 in the night. So I'll go to bed at fucking 8 o'clock and I'll be stuffed. I'll never fucking sleep now.
It's a miracle they let you out.
I'll never fucking sleep now. I couldn't. Thank God I didn't make that call. Imagine them just fucking gobshiting out of myself. It would have been outrageous.
Because I always think loads of places overestimate now. They kind of say an hour because obviously I order so much crap online. Although I'm in that space of pregnancy where there's no room for food anymore, so I can't. So I'm just all baby. So even though I really want things, I'm just like, oh, I can't physically eat it because I've nowhere to put it until the baby drops back down. They sometimes always go, bush. But they always go, it's going to be an hour. And then they kind of go, surprise! When they arrive after 20 minutes, you're so delighted to see them. Oh, have you ever seen that meme, though, of Gemma Collins that it's like, it says, like, your delivery will be there at, like, 8, at like whatever, 8 o'clock and it's 1 minute past 8 and it's you, like, basically with a knife.
No.
Like, you're late.
Oh, that was me yesterday. Half an hour before the arrival time. That was me yesterday.
Well, no, it must have been in one of those really nice
Yeah, it's popular. It must be popular.
Because Domino's deliver like that. Oh, Domino's have new cookies, orange ones. Fuck me. I swear to God, there's an obese person living in here at the moment.
Fair enough. You're allowed to do anything you fucking want at the
no,
moment.
No, because I...
You are pregnant in a pandemic.
I'm pregnant in a pandemic, but I'm not going to come out good out of this.
You're carrying a baby in Armageddon. It's the end of times.
No. I have to go and have my baby in a pandemic now, or in the middle of a lockdown, because I thought, oh, the lockdown will be over. I'll just go in and have the baby and it'll be fine. But now I will be giving birth in a lockdown.
Yes.
I have no choice
so
now.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
The baby's
due. You can stuff
before.
Your face with orange twirls and fucking McDonald's and get a delivery every night for the rest of your life. You can do whatever the fuck you want. You're in a stressful situation. You get to do whatever the fuck you want. No one can say anything to you now. Well, they can, but they're pricks.
Yeah. That's a dangerous place to be.
I know people who literally, if their fucking routine, if their dinner is an hour late, cunts like me, they kick off about it. They kick off. I get upset, genuinely upset. Huff, almost happy. almost happy, but then
I'm
something
excited.
Small.
I'm so excited to see what's going on. Are you, have you finished the series?
You can do anything the fuck you want. And not only can you do anything the fuck you want, you can do it and give out to fuckers like me while you're doing it.
Fine.
That's the rule. That's the fucking rule.
We've laid it down now.
Yeah.
Before we go, how far have you gotten the series of Almost Happy?
I finished it last night.
Oh, so...
Because I was so baffled.
How are you? How do things work out for you?
Pretty much the same,
okay,
yeah.
Right,
yeah,
we'll
the
be
same.
Back up more next
Not
week.
Much to moan about, but always finding something to moan about. Yeah, the same.
Good. Get in touch with that guy. Right. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the podcast anytime you want. You can find us on the Podcast Network and Spotify and all the usual places. And then you can sign up for extra content behind the scenes.
The behind the scenes. What, how much? That's like five a month.
We'll just keep talking about it, Alan said, and then it'll launch in a couple of weeks.
Oh, cool. So there's going to be, yeah. So there will be Headstuff a secret
plus.
Place. Headstuff Plus.
Yeah.
Five or a month.
Champagne Room just does sound really sleazy. It sounds like somewhere PJ will end up in the Evening Herald about.
I don't even go to those clubs, but I like the Champagne Room as a sort of a thing, you know.
The cigar room.
Let's face it, less sex happens in the Champagne Room than happens anywhere else in the world. Like, you know what I mean? It's just you pay there to sit with someone in their underpants.
What type of rooms do you go to?
The Champagne Room is in a strip club. That's what the Champagne Room is. You go to strip club.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. You go and get your little private lap dance and then you pay to stay there a little bit longer. Bring a bottle of champagne and stay there in the Champagne Room. That's what, yeah.
I just thought it was like an exclusive part of a members club.
No.
I'm not going somewhere where someone's in their nicks.
This is an analogy for people hanging around with people who dress up as Sherlock Holmes with their arse hanging out.
Did I tell you? That's where they use all of those costumes. Did I tell you about the time we went to what's that called? I was going to say Goodfellas, Stringfellas.
No.
Yeah, so we got invited on a press notification. My phone gave me a notification. A press invite. And we went. And you were given honey money. All the journalists were given honey money to get dances. And this girl danced for me. But I'd kind of seen her from afar. And I went, I'm actually okay. And she's like, no. You know, I got you your honey money. Whatever. And I was like, honestly, I think I'm okay. And she's like, no. Because I think obviously they wanted to make sure everybody, you know. And she was like, no. And I said, no, I saw you over there.
Seen you, yeah.
Dancing.
I've seen it already, yeah.
Doing your bits and pieces. She goes, no, but I wasn't close enough that you could smell me.
She didn't say that. Yeah, you smell me. What's she smell like? No, I'm into that now. I need to know. She's nice. She smelled nice. Like a scarf straight out of the washing machine.
I don't think she was talking about her perfume
meeting. She smelled like a scarf out of the washing machine. Like lovely new hair. Like hair straight out of the salon. Was that what she smelled like? Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. Like a dog's foot after it's running on freshly cut grass. That's, you know that smell. I love that smell.
I don't sniff dog's paws.
If stripper smelled like dog's paws after they've just run through fresh cut grass, you would
tofu.
You'd never keep
she
me out.
Smelled like tofu.
You'd never keep me out of the champagne room.
I think that's actually what her dancer name
was. I'll be
in
the champagne room.
Tofu.
I'll be there. Don't come near me. Just wear me scarf for half an hour and I can walk off.
Like, don't forget, you can subscribe.
Wear me scarf and I'll go home sniffing it. I'll be delighted with myself. I love that smell.
Oh, Janie.
You're very
Marcus.
Weird way to get it. You could just go out the dogs, but you know what I mean.
Right, but I'm leaving that at that next. Violation.
Yeah, you made me feel weird. That was your fault.
I made you.
I got healthy before Scott.
I was talking about a champagne room, and then all of a sudden you're talking about somebody in their knickers and you can stay a bit longer. I thought it was just a bit like Lily's and it was an extra VIP area.
No, it's where you got to get to the sleep hole, somebody in the nude.
They're not allowed to be in their nude
in
either.
Champagne room, you're in the nude.
No, they're not.
They are.
It was the same in Stringfellas. They weren't allowed to take their knickers off. They had to stay around their ankles because they weren't technically off.
Around
they were
their ankles?
Yeah.
It's nothing less attractive than somebody with their knickers around their ankles to go to the toilet.
Tell Tofu that she was making.
Okay, then.
Anyway, we'll be back next week. Have a great Halloween and we'll talk to you on the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and you can leave a little review and some stars. That helps us.
Oh, that it helps.
Pump
very
it
much.
Up. Thanks. Peace.
This has been a production of the Headstuff Podcast Network.